Oh, safe one, sure one, refuge from the din. We find ourselves immersed in every day, rising from without our loud without the world's deafening, distracting cries. The needs we cannot meet, the mess beyond us, the puzzles and the pains we cannot solve. These we bring in weakness to your strength.
Ven Espíritu, fuente de vida, ven, 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 Señor.
O Lord, creator of creation's bounty, clouds custodian, seas husbander, cause us to remember we are gardeners. Help us to fall in love with earth so deeply we will work for more than money, more than gain. Pierce our hearts with arrows of conviction to nurture every splendor that you've made. O Father, to the orphan and the childless, you who set the lonely into families and draw the sad and timid into friendships, usher our injured souls into their healing. Give us eyes to see each other's beauty, even the trust lame, even the sour-souled, so that we might feed each other, crack us open.
Ven, Señor, ven, Señor, ven, Señor, ven, Señor.
Welcome. I'm the Reverend Bob LaValle, and I'm delighted to be joined here today by our music director, Susan Peck, and our worship leader, Raven Reed, and our reader, Michaela Renz Whitmore. And our director of religious education, Mia Norin, is presenting the time for all ages today. Our DJ is Dan Small, our tech team is Cy Schuster, and Chris Paul, and Erica and Alex Johnson Jimenez. Thank you so much for helping to co-create this worship service. You just heard three of the many antiphons that you're going to be hearing today. On this Christian holiday of Easter, we're using the antiphon form to name our longings and our gratitudes. And whether you consider them prayers, these antiphons prayers, or poems, or something else, I hope that you find inspiration and consolation in these readings. And I'll talk more about antiphons later. We're glad that you're here. Raven has an announcement.
Good morning and welcome. March 31st was the International Transgender Day of Visibility, which is dedicated to celebrating transgender folks as well as raising awareness of discrimination that they face. To make our space more inclusive for our trans and non-binary members, we request you list your preferred pronouns along with your name on Zoom. Please contact our tech team if you need assistance in making that change. Our chalice lighting this morning is Light is Returning by Kate McPhee. Around us, light is returning. It rekindles the spirit of life in the skeleton of trees. It brings forth new shoots from the soil. It wakens us from our winter slumber and invites us to see what lies beyond. We light this chalice in the spirit of our Earth's awakening and to reaffirm our commitment to the values of our home. Come, let us worship together.
Good morning. Will you please join me in singing our invocation? This is a chant from the Teze community in France, and in their style, it is sung in multiple languages. So I'm going to start in Spanish. switch to Italian and then to English. Please feel free to sing any of those languages. The words are in the chat bar. Bene spirito fuente de vida, ben, 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 Señor. Bene spirito fuente de vida, ben, Señor, ben, Señor. Bene spirito creatore, vieni, vieni.
Miss Anne, would you light the chalice as we say our principles? Okay. Thorfinn?
Each person is important.
Kind and fair in all you do.
We're free to learn together.
We search for what is true.
All people need a voice.
Build a fair and peaceful world.
We take care of our planet.
We work together for diversity and against racism and oppression.
Thank you, everybody. Good morning. I'm Nia Noren, and I'm the Director of Religious Education here at First Unitarian Church. It's Easter. If I asked you to think of one thing that symbolizes this holiday for you, it may very well be an Easter egg. Easter is a religious holiday for Christians that celebrates the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Many other cultures in the Northern Hemisphere also celebrate this time following the vernal equinox, the start of spring, as a time of creation and renewal. And the egg is a perfect symbol of the miracles we see everywhere around us. Let's talk eggs. Eggs are a universal symbol of fertility and rebirth. The practice of decorating eggshells is quite ancient. The first decorated shells we modern humans know about are ostrich eggs, found in Africa and dated at 60,000 years old. Ostrich eggs are very tough, and these ancient eggs were likely used to store water, as hunter-gatherers in the Kalahari Desert still do today. Eggs were symbolic of death and rebirth in pre-dynastic Egypt and Mesopotamia. Pre-dynastic means the time before recorded history, generally from 6,000 to 3,150 BCE, before the Common Era. These decorated ostrich eggs and representations of ostrich eggs in gold and silver were commonly placed in ancient Sumerian and Egyptian graves. The roasted white egg on the Jewish Passover plate symbolizes the sacrifices made at the temple and both mourning and the cycle of life. For Christians, and especially at Easter time, eggs symbolize the empty tomb of Jesus from which he was resurrected. The egg is dormant and yet contains a new life sealed within. Many Eastern Orthodox Christians stain their Easter eggs red, symbolizing the blood of Christ, shed at the time of his crucifixion, as these eggs from Greece, Russia, and Serbia show. It's thought this custom began in early Christian Mesopotamia and traveled throughout Persia, spreading to Greece, Russia, and many other Eastern European countries. during medieval times, starting sometime in the 13th century in Western Europe, people started decorating boiled eggs. The eggs had to be boiled because the church forbade eating the eggs laid during Holy Week, and they had to be preserved. The decorated eggs then became an important part of the Easter meal and a popular medieval Eastertime game, the egg dance. In Egypt, Christians and Muslims both decorate eggs for the national holiday Sham al-Nasim, a non-religious festival marking the start of spring that can be traced back at least 4,500 years. Third dynasty Egyptians called it Shimu, meaning renewal of life. The Arabic name for the holiday translates to inhaling the breeze. From ancient times till the present, Egyptians celebrate this holiday with salted fish, spring onions, and eggs, which symbolize rebirth and renewal. Painted eggs are a feature of the Persian holiday Nowruz, which marks the spring equinox and the Persian New Year. This 3,000-year-old tradition celebrates rebirth and the link between humans and nature. It's observed in Iran, Afghanistan, the Kurdish parts of Iraq, Turkey, and Syria, and throughout Central Asia. Persians of all faiths celebrate this holiday, despite the efforts of some regimes to stamp it out as pagan. The painted eggs symbolize life, renewal, and rebirth, and are displayed on the table along with other symbolic foods and objects. This tradition is known to be at least 2,500 years old. In China, it's a tradition to hold a red egg and ginger party for a baby's first birthday. Red eggs are also given as gifts to a bride and groom. These days, sometimes people give red eggs to friends and family to celebrate their own birthday. In Chinese culture too, eggs symbolize birth or a new start, and the color red means joy and happiness. Most of us are familiar with Pysanky, intricately decorated eggs from Ukraine and other Central and Eastern European countries. Ancient Slavic people in this area worshipped a sun god, and birds were the only creatures able to get near to him. People couldn't catch the birds, but they could collect the eggs, and eggs were part of their rite of spring festivals, representing miraculous rebirth at the end of winter. With the official acceptance of Christianity in the year 988, the symbolism of the egg was changed to represent the rebirth of man, and that tradition was adapted to play a role in the new religion. The meaning of hundreds of motifs evolved, and so we still see designs that are ancient today. Many of the old symbols were adapted to represent Christ's resurrection. Many of our springtime traditions predate the Christian celebration of Easter, and you can see that in the ways we celebrate are now a mashup of practices from several cultures and religions that have evolved over centuries. But almost all of them still bear traces of their original intent, to honor the miracle of resurrection and rebirth. I hope you'd enjoyed learning about the many ways that eggs connect us to those traditions. You've learned a lot about Easter eggs, but there is still a lot more to learn out there. For instance, the history of chocolate eggs starts in France in 1725.
Oh, love of the homeless and the addict, never let us rest. Respectable and clean, assured that we are not like those people. Show us the homelessness of our cold hearts. Show us our own acceptable addictions. So turn our souls to loving those you love with your holy love, which is our true home.
How could anyone ever tell you anything less than beautiful? How could anyone ever tell you you were less than
fashioner of every bird and beast, designer and creator of the crow, the mind who made up pigeons, rats, and raccoons. Help us who live in cities, love them still. Show our thin hearts the place you made for all, the creatures' lives that share our concrete days. May alley fur and feather bring you glory.
How could anyone fail to notice that your loving is a miracle? How deeply you're connected to my soul.
Oh, loud and lavish lover of the awkward, the shy, the sacred, the socially inept, open our eyes to all their silent beauties. May we not miss the faithful hearts among us, not full of many words, but big with love. Bless us, may we never idolize exalted speech. Bless us in our stuttering wordlessness.
How could anyone ever tell you you were anything less than beautiful? How could anyone ever tell you you were less than whole? How could anyone fail to notice that your loving is a miracle? How deeply you're connected to my soul. How could anyone ever tell you you were anything less than beautiful? How could anyone ever tell you you were less than whole? How could anyone fail to notice that your loving is a miracle? How deeply you're connected. How deeply you're connected. How deeply you're connected.
Let's pause the chat for a few moments during the meditation and prayer. We'll turn it on during the joys and concerns. And let's move into that meditative space. It can be hard to appreciate the present moment. Our tasks multiply, our obligations bubble over, and our mind whirls. And thus, we forget about the present. Silent meditation offers an opportunity to step back from our minds into the present and into holding a moment of gratitude for simply being right there, right now. In that spirit, we'll sit together in sacred silence for 2 minutes.
burden shared is halved and a joy shared is multiplied. Our community is strengthened when we help each other bear our burdens as well as celebrate our joys. When the music begins, please use the chat bar to share what is on your heart and to support others as they share what is on theirs. If you cannot write in the chat bar today, we will want to know what's going on with you. Please contact us at caring@uuabq.org. Now, let us share together what is on our hearts.
Shine on me, oh, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me, oh, shine on me. Yes, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. Lift me up, oh, lift me up. Let the light from the lighthouse lift me up, oh, lift me up. Yes, lift me up. Let the light from the lighthouse lift me up. Oh, oh, oh. Yes, hold me close. Let the light from the lighthouse hold me close. Yes, hold me close. So hold me close. Let the light from the lighthouse, please hold me close. So shine on me, yes, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me, oh, shine on me. Yes, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me.
Our joys and concerns are forms of prayer, prayers we share publicly with each other. Joys like being vaccinated and having health for ourselves and for our friends and family. Joy for education milestones, graduations and completions of years, and all the success that people are enjoying. And there are also prayers for concerns. Prayers for pains held, for those not yet vaccinated, for those affected by the variants. The pandemic isn't over, and for those still experiencing loneliness and having painful experiences with their family and watching as friends and loved ones become ill. All these joys and concerns, plus the joys and concerns held in our hearts, unspoken, but felt just as deeply. All of these we lift up to the great powers of celebration and healing and renewal that are known by many names. Join me in prayer. On this Easter Sunday, we both give thanks for the fact that we are all still here. We are still here after a very long year. And we also mourn for those lost and those still struggling with illness. May they know comfort and healing. As we observe the Transgender Day of Remembrance, we remember those souls lost to violence for the crime of being authentically themselves, for having the courage to be authentically themselves. May all transgender and non-binary people know love and acceptance. We give thanks for this congregation where we support and inspire each other on the journey. May we strive to continue to live deeply into our Unitarian Universalist values. And may we thrive as a refuge and as a contributor to the common good of our city and ourselves. And may we thrive as a community. And may we all be held in the heart of love. Amen and blessed be. O healer of all sickness and sin, pour blessings on those whose daily work is care. Give nurses, doctors, counselors your grace and patience with your broken, wayward children. Help them grow in holy love and courage, and give them days of sleep and lasting rest. May they feel the health and wholeness they would give.
Spirit of life, come unto me. Sing in my heart all the stirrings of compassion.
O Lord, who thought up kangaroos and cacti, and threw the stars like snowballs into space, who dashed the Milky Way across the heavens like a child in love with finger paint. Lift our busy eyes from all distractions that we may see the beauty you have made. Help us to awaken and awaken.
Low in the wind, rise in the sea, moving the giving life the shape of justice.
O God of words and music, we give thanks for psalms and hymns and spiritual songs connecting us to long ago believers. We thank you, Lord of sound and harmony, for the church's many voices raised in praise. Sing your spirit in our hearts and voices, that our gratitude might brim and overflow.
Roots hold me close, wings set me free. Spirit of life, come to me, come to me.
Will you join me in singing the whole song in English and then in Spanish?
Spirit of life, come unto me, sing in my heart all the stirrings of compassion. Blow in the wind, rise in the sea, move in the hand, giving life the
Sopla el volar, sopla.
As I mentioned before, these antiphons that we're working through today are a form of praying. And there's a saying about praying. It goes, prayers don't change things. Prayers change people, and people change things. Well, what we might individually might think about that saying will definitely vary upon our theology. But for myself, I do believe that prayer changes me. Maybe that changes things. Maybe it does. So traditionally, antiphons are prayers in the form of a short chant used in Christian ritual. And the content is usually taken from the Psalms, which are part of the Haftorah, or Hebrew Bible. So this is deeply rooted in our Judeo-Christian tradition, which out of which Unitarian Universalism has sprung. Now, because these antiphons often involve a refrain or a call and response, the word antiphony describes the call and response style that's seen across cultures, for example, in Hindu kirtan or African American spirituals or sea chanties, you know, when they go, haul away, haul away. That's antiphony. So I see antiphons in general, and these antiphons in particular, as prayer. And the writer of the antiphons we're using today is Diane Tucker, who's a poet who's alive, who lives in Vancouver, British Columbia. And she's not affiliated directly with any church. She writes independently, but she considers herself a Christian. But despite her particular Christian lens, her antiphons broadly celebrate creation, and they lament the cruelties of life, and they seek assistance to become a better person. And I think those are universal wishes, and they speak to all of us, regardless of who we think we are making those appeals to in our antiphons. You know, in our Unitarian Universalist faith, we choose for ourselves who or what we pray to. We don't have a creed. We celebrate theological diversity. So we get to choose for ourselves, but I believe that our longings are very much alike, regardless of our theology. When I was a chaplain, spent a lot of time as a chaplain working in hospice, in the ICU, the ER, in the psych and substance abuse disorder wards of the VA, I'd talk to patients and families a lot about prayer. And I'd tell them that there really are only five prayers. And these prayers are, wow, thanks, I'm sorry, help me, help someone else. Wow, thanks, I'm sorry, help me, help someone else. You know, in addition to being prayers, these are religious emotions, religious experiences. And I think in the course of our daily lives, we feel these religious emotions all the time. I think they're just a steady part of life, intertwined with all our tasks and our actions. We carry these emotions as we go through our work, our day, our relationships. So for me, one of the powers of prayer is that the thing that we reflected on during the meditation, that when we stop to pray, we are in the present. We stop our minds whirling and we stop and appreciate the present moment for us. And I wonder how it might change the way that we see our days if, as we went through our day, in those moments when we felt like saying, wow, thanks, I'm sorry, help me, help someone else, what if in those moments we lingered on those feelings, those religious emotions for a moment, and we just said a prayer. We said a prayer. It doesn't have to be a five-line long antiphon. It wouldn't even have to be a sentence. It can be simply a word, just sorry. Or even just a breath. A pause. And then back to the task. And I wonder how that kind of prayerful practice, that kind of integration of prayer with our daily actions, how that might change the way that we feel. Might we feel more grounded, more in control, more aware of what we're actually going through, what's going on in our bodies, what situation we're in? How might it change us? So prayer, this, I believe if we did this practice, that prayer would be an act of centering and of staying in touch with the more, with the holy, whatever that means to us. So however it is that we pray, may our prayers change us, and may that change things. And let's get back to the antiphons. Amen. And blessed be.
O spiller of rain, scatterer of snow, one who frees the wind and aims the hail, prepare our hearts and bodies for all weathers. Help us warm the chilled and house the houseless. Dry the soaked and still the storm-crossed soul. Help our small selves be thankful in the tempest. Brave the blizzard, praise you in the bluster.
Within our darkest night, you kindle the fire that never dies away, never dies away.
Oh, master of the sunlight and the sky, windsmith, field feeder, king of trees, how thoughtfully you build in us a garden to meet the green and glorious world you've made. Warmth and water feed us, and the sun, as it does limbs and grasses, lifts us up. The apple tree and we alike bear fruit.
Within our darkest night, you kindle the fire that never dies away, never dies away.
O Lord of silence, glorious soundlessness, of sound's anticipation and its memory, God of seashore rhythms, birdsong breather, sing us into silent hours and days. Free us from the world's insistent clamor, the chatter that chips away our peace of mind. That you might speak to us, help us to be quiet.
En nuestra oscuridad enciende la llama de tu amor, Señor. De tu amor, Señor, en nuestra oscuridad, enciende la llama de tu amor, Señor, de tu amor, Señor. Within our darkest night, you kindle the fire that never dies away, never dies away. Within our darkest night, you kindle the fire that never dies away, never dies away. Enciende la llama de tu amor, Señor, de tu amor, Señor.
Through the months of February, March, and April, our Change for the Future recipient is the American Civil Liberties Union of New Mexico. The ACLU of New Mexico protects and advances justice, liberty, and equity as guaranteed by the constitutions of New Mexico and the United States. It is especially focused on groups that have been historically disenfranchised. You can make an offering online by clicking on the link that we'll put in the chat box. And if you prefer not to give online, you can simply mail a check to the church and include Change for the Future on the memo line. Now, let us exercise the enduring power of our generosity.
Set me as a seal upon your heart, as a seal upon your arm, for the Lord is strong as death.
What is generously given is received with gratitude. Thank you on behalf of the First Unitarian Church of Albuquerque, and thank you on behalf of the American Civil Liberties Union of New Mexico and all the excellent work that they do. O Jesus, King, who kneels and washes feet, teach us how to lead by bending down. Thrust a pin into our inflated egos and change our lording over into loving. Help us serve the small, to be devoted to the blessing of the little and the last. Help us to know ourselves as the lowest of the low.
Ubi caritas et amor, Deus ibi est.
O Lord of leaves, O maker of trees, O rooter of all life by living waters, pruner of branches, ripener of fruit, Lord who sweetens sap and reddens berries, help us through the season of cold hearts. When bare of fruit, build us firm in faith. Feed our hidden roots until the spring.
Ubi caritas et amor, Deus. CBS.
O Lord of the cattle on a thousand hills, free us from the fear of giving freely. Deliver us from hoarding to ourselves blessings that you've poured on us like rain. Give our souls assurance of abundance that you have and long to give us all we need. Show us the beauty of wide open hands.
Coming towards the end of our service, and you are invited to stay and linger in our virtual coffee hour. Just stay through the end of the credits, and you'll be placed into a breakout room where you can talk to all the delightful people, or some of the delightful people who are here in this Zoom sanctuary. And when you have those conversations, either in the room or over dinner, or just maybe thinking for yourself, I do want to offer a discussion question. And that discussion question is quite simple. How do you pray? How do you pray? And I'm putting that in the chat. Let's extinguish our chalice here from the church and our chalices and candles in our homes. And if you had a chalice in your heart or mind's eye, you can extinguish that. Join me. May the Spirit sing in our hearts and our voices that our gratitude might brim and overflow. Go in peace, gentle people, and practice radical, prayerful love. Blessed be.